Good morning. It is the 15th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Helen Femi Williams, and this is the This Week in FinTech news briefing.
This Week in FinTech.
In a bold move to redefine credit worthiness, Tomo Credit launched Tomo Score, a tool designed to evaluate browsers with a credit history, making waves in the lending market. Apple sets up its fintech game by releasing an API that fetches transactions from Apple Card and Apple Cash, opening new avenues for financial apps and services. MoneyLion is beefing up its platform with an AI-powered personal financial management feature, promising a new personalized money management experience. In other news, Visa expands its reach, now available to daily pay users, enhancing the flexibility of real-time payments and financial management. In a significant shift, NatWest is stepping back from the buy now, pay later market, reassessing its approach amidst growing scrutiny and regulatory changes. The Australian Securities Exchange pays a hefty penalty for falling short on order information transparency, a reminder of the importance of clear and fair market practices. MasterCard teams up with MetaMask to test a blockchain-powered payment card, bridging the gap between traditional finance and the crypto world. The collapse of SVB triggers a $285 million fee for winding down finances, highlighting the ongoing stress in the banking sector. And India's homegrown UPI payment system goes live in Nepal, marking a significant step towards cross-border digital payment integration. And one for the partnership corner, Treasure Financial announces a strategic execution partnership with Moment and Apex, aiming to enhance fixed income execution and bolster its financial offerings. And in the bad news, in a twist, TabaPay is reportedly in talks to acquire Synapse amidst financial turbulence and a $12 million dispute, showcasing the volatile nature of the fintech ecosystem. And Oxygen announces plans to close its banking services and shift towards the health-focused solutions, reflecting the constant evolution within fintech startups. Chipper Cash suspends its operation in the US, urging customers to withdraw funds as it navigates regulatory and operational challenges. And after widening losses, Funding Circle decides to offload its US business, underscoring the harsh realities of scaling fintech operations internationally. That's This Week in FinTech. All right, folks, buckle up, because this week's FinTechnary segment is diving into something that sounds straight out of a sci-fi novel, but it's actually rocking the fintech world. Host card emulations, HCE. Quick reminder what the FinTechnary is. It's the dictionary definition of a fintech word. And since January, we've been going through the alphabet. And so right now we're on H, host card emulation. So what's this all about? Imagine you're using your smartphone to tap and pay like it's a magic wand. That's HCE in a nutshell. It's a bit of a tech wizardry that lets your phone mimic a physical card, allowing for contactless payments without needing the card or a secure element in your device. Think of it as turning your phone into a digital wallet that you can talk directly to payment terminals. Now, why is it a big deal? For starters, it's about making payments smoother, faster, and cooler, which essentially is the mission of fintech, right? You don't need to lug around a bunch of cards or worry that you've got the right one. Your phone becomes an all-in-one payment tool. But it's not just about convenience, it's a game changer for security. With HCE, your actual card details are never exposed during a transaction, making it tough for fraudsters to crack. Companies like Google were among the first to jump on the HCE bandwagon, integrating it into Google Wallet to bypass carrier restrictions and hardware limitations. This move not only showcased HCE's potential, but also set the stage for a revolution in mobile payments. I can think about when Tap and Pay became a thing in the UK. Tap and Pay is essentially when you use your phone to tap for public transport. And I know HCE and the push towards that was actually pushed by TfL. So like the Transport for London were one of the first companies to push for Tap and Go so that commuters could like tap quite easily. So the impact, HCE has pushed us towards a future where wallets are optional and your smartphone is a ticket to pay for anything, anywhere, securely and effortlessly. It's also nudging banks and payment providers to rethink how they offer services, ensuring they're not left behind in the digital dash. In the grand scheme of things, HCE is more important than a neat trick. It's a broader shift in fintech that's democratizing access to convenience, secure payment options, paving the way for a truly digital economy. So whether you're buying a coffee, hopping on the tube, or shopping online, HCE has just made that tap happen. So yeah, next time you're at the checkout, remember, you're part of the fintech revolution, thanks to HCE. Fintech events you need to know about. I have two incredible events to highlight that This Week in Fintech is doing. We've got the New York Fintech Coffee Morning on the 8th of April at 8:30 to 10:30. And then on the same day, we have the This Week in Fintech New York Fintech Week kickoff party, which is at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. To find out more about these events, just go to our website, thisweekinfintech.com/events, and you'll see the little link at the top. Hey, listeners, we've got a quick break now for a message from the wonderful team at WorkTrip. Now, we all know fintech is highly competitive. The race is on to get that investment, secure the best talent, and expand rapidly into new customer segments and geos. But which lever can offer competitive advantages and 10 times your goal velocity? Well, think about operational efficiency in the new world of work. The future of work is distributed, but few leaders know how to do it well. That's creating friction and making it harder for leaders like you to achieve your biggest milestone. Sound familiar? Well, happily, the team at WorkTrip are tracking this problem. They've helped distributed teams to connect in real life all year round. How do they do this? By curating the world's best offsite venues and facilitators so you don't have to, and by turning all the latest research on high-performance teams into simple, actionable guidance for you to keep your team connected and on track. For a company of 150, this is delivering an average of $700,000 value in team productivity each year. And with customers like Multi Venues, Tax Scouts, and Finance Unlocked, you'll be in great company. If you're thinking of booking an offsite or team gathering, we recommend giving WorkTrip a shout. Go to worktrip2ps.com. That's worktrips2ps.com to get started. All right, crew, let's talk about this week's snippet from the signals section. This time we had Matthew Goldman take the wheel, asking a question that's kind of like asking magicians where they buy magic wands. Where do fintech folks bank? Now you'd think, given we're all about pushing the envelope in fintech, that we'd be banking with the slickest, most cutting-edge fintech firms out there. But here's the kicker from Matthew's deep dive. And brace yourself, it turns out a lot of us are still cozying up with the big traditional banks. Yeah, you heard that right. Despite all the flashy new tech we've been building, when it comes to our own dough, a whopping 79% of us have flirted with a fintech checkings or saving account, but only 15% are using fintech for our primary banking. Matthew's confession, he's been in a 20-year relationship with Bank of America. No, not a hot new fintech startup. We're talking old school traditional banking. And it seems like he's not alone. The survey he ran with the TWIF community, that's you, the fintech insiders, revealed this pretty unexpected trend among us high-earning tech wizards, especially those rocking the 25 to 34 age bracket. So where is the disconnect? In fact, why? We're over here building the future of finance, yet when it comes to where we stash our cash, many of us are sticking with the traditional giants. It's a head-scratcher that begs a deeper look into what we truly value in our banking relationships and perhaps to point where fintech needs to bridge the gap. If this little teaser, that you know, my little snippet from Matthew's article has you pondering, or you're just keen to dive deeper into the quirks of the fintech world, Signals is where it's at. Exclusive stories, insights you won't find anywhere else. Tune in every Friday and I'll give you a snippet from the latest article.